Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Phemelo Modene. Okay, we've got lots coming up on the show today. Just before we wrap, we are going to do a bit of an analysis because there is so much going on. You have a lot to say, and we want to give you that platform as well, just to weigh in, because we are all waiting, as we all know, for cabinet to be announced, and everybody has stopped guessing now. I think on Monday, we were all guessing. In fact, no, I'll tell you what, on Friday, we were guessing it's going to happen on Sunday. Then Sunday came and went, and then everybody was thinking, okay, definitely on Monday. Well, that didn't happen. We're here now. I think stop holding your breath. I think let's breathe and let's rather chat. How's that? Let's do that and try and figure out what is actually going on in the country. 086-000-00959. That's the number to dial. You can always engage on WhatsApp 063-688-0959. Let's start right there. Let's start with the ANC today, because you may have seen today that Zizi Kotwa was in Parliament, sworn in as one of the parliamentarians today alongside the 58 MK members as well. So we just want to find out from the ANC, you know, how this came to be. Of course, as you know, he has every right to do that as a citizen of this country. The allegations around corruption and that case and being charged have got absolutely nothing to do with his right to stand in Parliament. So let's welcome Omri Makgaole, who is an ANC veteran. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, so thank you, Phemelo, and thank you to Kaya.
So I'm sure you anticipated that the public is going to ask questions about the ANC having to send Zizi Kotwa. Yes, we know he was on the party list. Zizi Kotwa going now today, being sworn in Parliament. Just explain, you know, was in terms of your step-aside rule, how this aligns with that rule and what we saw today.
Look, I think it's that step-aside rule, really, it's not been followed to the letter. Mm-hmm. And I think our definition of integrity as the ANC at the moment is a very low, you know, interpretation. So it's disappointing for some of us, but that's how at the moment the office, the House, thinks about it. And as you remember, that Judge Zondo did indicate from the Zondo Commission that, you know, he should be... Communist visits should actually be investigated. And of course, he's, you know, but at the moment he's being investigated, but maybe until he's charged and the sentence, he will still be there in the list. But all this, it throws away out of the window the concept of integrity.
Mm.
Because, you know, with integrity, you don't wait until somebody is arrested and in prison before you remove them. So, yeah, but that's what I can say at the moment. It's disappointing for some of us, but we are not surprised. At the moment, the House operates at that level. The integrity is very low.
We believe the Integrity Commission is sitting as we speak. This meeting will probably take place until we're told about around midnight today. Do you think this is one of the things that's preoccupying them? I mean, it's a bit strange that they would do this at this moment when everybody is watching and everybody has been scrutinizing the fact that they've been telling us that the ANC is busy with renewal.
Yeah, well, basically, there's no renewal at the moment, I would say. The ANC, there's no renewal at the moment. It's continuing on the old path, and one of the things, that's why we lost elections, because we had these people in the candidate list that are implicated in Zondo Commission. We had them in the candidate list, and as veterans group, we tried to say, remove all the people who are implicated in the Zondo Commission, VBS, and all these various scandals. But we failed. So the Tudor House doesn't buy that story. It trapped them in the list, and they're still there in the list. And so at the moment, there's no renewal. There's no renewal. It's just hearsay, a lot of rhetoric about it, but there's nothing concretely being done about renewal. There's nothing.
So when you bring this up as a Veterans League, the issue of consistency, because I do want to step aside from the issue of a name. So Zizi Kotwa is one of many. So why is it that the ANC cannot be consistent on this particular rule?
Yeah, I think it's because it's paralyzed and it's got sections and slaves inside. As you know, from the past, we had this REET factions and Tumamina factions inside the ANC leadership, inside the NEC. So those dynamics of those slates are still there, the factions are still there. And this is why there's no consistency. And Minoma Khashule was removed, and the other similar cases were not removed. And this is why Makhashule, at one stage, he was complaining that, why he treated this way when others are left. But basically, it's because the ANC is still paralyzed, and the ANC is nowhere near, what it really was. Until we change how we elect leaders inside the ANC cannot be renewed, according to our assessment. Until we change how we elect leaders inside the ANC and we introduce one ANC member, one vote, we cannot clean the ANC. So, in my mind, ultimately, the ANC will be cleaned via parliamentary laws and by the citizens. Like now, it has got a low vote, and so some of those people who have been there are forced to be out of parliament by the voters, not because ANC could clean itself on its own. It doesn't have that capacity at the moment to clean itself.
Well, what then? If the Veterans League feels like you're feeling right now, and if we just look to the Zondo Commission's report and the people that were implicated, then of course there needs to be other processes. You know, the police need to get involved, NPA and so on. That's fine. But if you look at your own constitution and the step-aside rule and the way in which the ANC is conducting itself, you're raising concerns yourself. But at the very top, your top seven, the people that are implicated in that Zondo report are right there at your top seven level. So how on earth do you think the ANC is going to actually renew itself, apart from the likes of the Veterans League complaining publicly?
Yes, well, I say, at the moment it cannot renew itself, it cannot rescue itself. It does not have the capacity to renew itself. With the current leadership at the Tulu House, it's not possible. And as you are aware, out of the seven top leaders at the Tulu House, almost five of them are implicated in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe only two that are clean and without any, painting. But the rest are implicated. So basically, for us as Veterans League members, we are disappointed with this. But we are helpless in a way, because we can't change them. Because they were elected at the last conference. And of course, as I normally say, the conferences in the ANC is 2% of members that attend the conferences. And those 2% of members are normally bribed to vote for particular places and so on. So ANC basically still paralyzed, according to me, and it cannot renew itself under the conditions.
So where do your likes draw the line? I mean, at the end of the day, you're still admitting to the fact that some of the top seven are problematic, but you're still led by them and you're allowing yourself to be led by them. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I think what you have to understand, is that if you have to remove anybody from office, it has to be through constitutional methods. So, ideally, they should be voted out. But as long as they are voted in, they are there in office. But, the fact that they are voted in, it tells you about the quality of the branch delegates that went to the conference to go and vote them in. And this is why I say, at the moment, it cannot rescue itself, it cannot clean itself.
Mm.
It will continue like this. And only the public, through voting them out, will force some of them to go out of office. Because at the moment, with 40%, some of the people who are members of parliament are forced to go out. And so they are cleaned by the public, but they cannot clean themselves. So they will see what to do with the few seats that are remaining.
So individually, when you discuss these things, and as you're saying that as a Veterans League, you have a different view. When the Veterans League itself discusses these things, what holds you to this organization to this day? You've been raising these issues for a long time. Many issues you've raised have been ignored publicly. We are aware of that. So what keeps this Veterans League still associated to a movement that you're embarrassed to call home?
I think we believe that ultimately we'll reform the internal electoral laws of the ANC. ultimately we reform it. Mm-hmm. Of course, after a long time, after damage for some years. But we believe ultimately we'll change this electoral method inside the ANC to introduce this one member, one vote for the social leadership. Mm-hmm. And that will clean, that will help clean the ANC. But as long as we use the current branch delegate conference format, there's no way of cleaning the ANC. It will remain like this with people who are questionable and being voted in after every conference. So until we can change this electoral law, branch delegate conference format, the 2% that are currently responsible for electing ANC leaders, until we can change that, ANC cannot be rescued in Kenya. It will be maybe helped by the voters outside when they vote it out, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, somehow. But internally, it's failing to clean itself, and there's no renewal. There's no renewal. It's just hearsay and a lot of rhetoric about renewal, but concretely, there is no renewal.
So you speak of the electoral system that the ANC currently relies on. Are you concerned about the younger crop of young leaders who obviously now are becoming embedded in the system?
No, I think every generation, as they normally say, every generation has to, you know, fight its own battles and make its own mark. You know, I belong to the June 16 detachment.
Yes.
The June 16. That's my generation. But the current generation has really to fight to reform ANC electoral laws, to introduce new ways of electing leaders inside the ANC. That is the current youth that must do that. But of course, most of the current youth now don't really understand this. And they are stuck, you know, thinking about tenders and so on. I hope that the story of tenders and, will fade away ultimately. But the new generation of the ANC, of the youth, must actually reform the ANC internal electoral law if they are to have any ANC which is a better ANC than, you know, the current one, which is, of course, it's got a lot of people implicated in Zondo Commission, implicated in VPS, who are still in leadership position. And they are not going to be taken out by the current Mutuli House, because the current Mutuli House probably doesn't see anything wrong with it. So, and this is why I say it cannot be rescued under the current internal election laws. It will remain like this for some time.
How does the Veterans League view this union that's been created at the moment, the Government of National Unity? And it quite clearly, there is a lot of dominance by the DA, or at least it's insistent that it's seen as a big player. How do you view all of this that's happening? And it's playing itself out in the public.
Look, I think from my side, you know, we lost elections as the ANC. You know, we lost elections. 40% is a loss, you know. We lost elections. We are no longer having power to actually appoint our cabinet as we wish. So now we have to, it's give and take. We have to make compromises. So, we are no longer so independent. So we have to balance. We have to make sure that our partners get something. So from where I stand, I'm not really surprised with the battering for this post or for that post. We'll see how the cabinet comes out, but it's not surprising. We have lost elections. 40%, according to my standard, is a loss. You know, we should have got 50-something%. 40% is a loss. I know other people are trying to say 40%, what we have is great, but of course, people who say 30% is the past. You can expect anything from there. But according to me, 40% is a loss. We have lost elections, and that's why we are in a compromised position. Then we have to barter, negotiate with other parties. When they demand seats, we have to see to that we balance that. We can't avoid it at the moment.
From where you sit, is this the best partner that the ANC should have gone with?
I think it's not a question of the best partner. It's a question of we are at a stage where we have to negotiate with all the political parties, make partnership with all political parties, and because we are not, it's not, the situation is not our choice. The voters decided that we should no longer appoint ministers on our own, because we were appointing crooks that the voters knew. We are appointing people who are questionable with the vote. So the voters were not excited with our appointment. We destroyed ESCO. We destroyed Transnet. We destroyed the post office. We destroyed petrol racing. So the voters were not happy with us. And this is why the voters didn't feel like giving us more latitude to appoint ministers, because we appointed wrong people. And there's evidence that we appointed wrong people, because the railway infrastructure was destroyed. Eskom was destroyed. The post office is non-existent. So basically, it's the voters that decided, because we were not delivering. As to whether the DA is a better partner or what, it's neither here nor there.
But do you think this? Do you think this formation will correct all that you've just said is wrong?
Look, I think that as to whether it will correct, but I don't know. But whatever the appointment of the ministers, we'll look at the ministers. I think the ministers that are critical in my mind is the minister that must attend to Eskom. We need electricity 24/7. The minister that must attend Transnet. We need railways running, trains running 24/7. And the minister that must deal with the post office for the communication. We need a minister that must deal with the police and justice, because the police are incapable of doing their proper work. You know, crime is all over the place. Crime is all over the place, and the police are not doing enough. And the justice system has not been doing enough. MPA has not been doing enough. So we have a lot in our plate. So the new government of National League has got a lot in its plate. The plate is full. We are watching and waiting to see who's going to be appointed and what can they do.
And of course,
what we want to see.
And of course, we've been seeing these leaked letters between the ANC and the DA, and some of the ministries you've mentioned here are the ministries that the DA wants in their control. You think that's wise to hand that over to them?
Look, I don't mind who gets what ministers post, as long as the work can be done. You see, for me, what is important is we need electricity 24/7. Whoever the minister that can get us 24/7 electricity, never mind his color, complexion, or his party position, it doesn't matter to me. As long as he can make sure the job is done. The minister for railways, for instance. If I can go to the station now and get a train to go to the next town, safely, I'll be happy with that minister. Never mind his party affiliation or his complexion of color. I don't really mind that. We want competent and people of integrity to do the job. That's all. You know, we don't really mind which party they come from, because we had a chance as ANC for 30 years to appoint this minister. And we appointed the minister that destroyed railways, destroyed Eskom, destroyed the post office. As we talk now, those things are destroyed, you know. And they were destroyed by people who were appointed by ANC, my party. So I'm disappointed with that. Yeah, I'm disappointed. So as to who's going to be appointed in this, I don't really mind. As long as they can do the job. Personally, I'm talking on myself. As long as they can do the job, that's okay.
How long, you know, do you think the South African public can still wait for the cabinet to be announced?
Well, I think, South Africa has got patience. You know, we are people who are patient. We have waited for 300 years under white colonial rule, another 40 years or 30 years of apartheid and so on. We wait, and then we waited, we worked 30 years with ANC, that was, destroying everything down. So we can wait, and I think another 2 weeks we can wait. It shouldn't be a problem.
Amri Mukhawule, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time. It's an ANC. He's an ANC Veterans League leader. And you've heard for yourself, they're very concerned themselves about what's happening at the moment. I'd love to hear from you. 086-000-0959. The WhatsApp number is
063-688-0959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.